So it's our own fault.
Right.
But since then, which was how many years ago?
Two.
A little longer, I think.
August of 02.
Two and a half.
Oh, really? 8 years
yeah.
ago?
Yeah. 8 years ago?
Almost eight and a half.
I think for 8 years, Jesus. With the 2 years off and everything, I think the shock jock moniker is a little inaccurate.
Except for the drunk naked girl on the sidewalk as people were coming to work.
Well, that was when we first got back. We had a kind of, you know,
except for loading naked girls on the loading docks.
Yeah, we
because
had
the media was in front trying to snap pictures.
We had a kind of smooth into.
Let's not forget homeless Charlie being a bit shocking.
Well, you know, there's a few instances early on.
I'm not going to deny we have our moments. But the show is way more than just labeling it
now
shock jock
not.
Radio.
What are we doing now that's shocking? How are we shocking people?
They wanted to fire us for fucking homeless Charlie.
Yeah, I remember that.
Oh, fucking makes me so cocksucking angry, man.
It was great with that fucking
asshole.
Dummy in charge.
Asshole.
For XM. Oh, was that guy a fucking tool?
Total douchebag.
This guy used to work for the OTB. OTB guy, what's up?
Hey, what's up? Hey guys, listen, normally I'm right there with you when you bash the state for any bullshit that happens, but OTB is not management. I've been working there for 13 years. My father works there, so.
No, you're full of shit.
Nah, man, nah. It used to be.
Dude, you don't work there, dude.
I work there.
Bullshit. Yeah, your father works there too?
I work there.
Right.
In the state branch, right there, and fuck. You know what? Fuck yeah, listen. It used to be.
Right, sure. How long you been working there?
I worked there for 13 years.
Yeah, right. And your dad works there too, right?
Yeah, my father works there.
Yeah, I'm sure both of you do, right?
Yeah, we do.
Right. Bullshit.
Yeah, you know what? Whatever, man. Listen, it used to be a self-sufficient company until the state took it over. We had a basic plan. We keep 60%, the state takes 40%.
Right.
They took it over, the state took 70% and left us with 30%.
Right.
We closed some branches, we laid off some workers, and they still wanted more money. That's how we lost everything.
Right.
Okay, this is whatever, man. And I bid you adieu.
Yeah, right, whatever.
There's no need for it.
I was only kidding.
I
believed him.
I know. Absolutely.
He was telling the truth.
But the thing is, he was. If you listen to him, he missed the point that we were making. It's not OTB that fucked up. Right. We're talking about the state. The state fucked up a horse racing betting operation.
Well, he was saying
how
it wasn't,
do you do that?
He was saying that the management's a problem, but it wasn't. He's saying it wasn't OTB management.
It wasn't OTB. Right. It's the state that fucked it up, and I completely agree with him. But that's what we were talking about. State, politicians, these fucking idiots, they can't run a bookie joint. How the fuck are they going to run anything else if you can't make money on a bookie joint? How the fuck do you run a railroad and a city when you can't run a bookie joint?
Yeah,
let's
go to Paul in New York. Paul.
Hey there, Paul. What do you say, Mike?
Hey, Paul.
We paint each other up.
Hey, I do work for OTB as well.
No, you don't, dude. Teasing, of course.
What would you do?
The fire department. I saw on the news this morning. The New York Fire Department has started charging a tax. It's going to be, in fact, maybe in July as it passes some shit. If you get in an accident and they have to respond.
Oh, right.
And it's going to be tiered based on type of accident, injury, non-injury, that kind
damage,
of
fire, non-fire.
Wait,
yeah, I heard about this. You're going to have to pay some money if you have an accident and the fire department and police and just a public service
just in New York
show up. In New York.
How desperate is this fucking state and this city?
It's going to cost
they're just trying to find money wherever they can.
What are your
now?
Taxes for?
It's going to
yeah, exactly.
cost.
Yeah, exactly. What are your taxes for?
Why am I
for?
Paying taxes?
That's just it. That's you know, what people are saying. Not only taxes,
God forbid
but
you get in a horrible accident. Now you got to pay for it on top of the horror that it is to begin with.
How about insurance?
They said it was like $600 and $300.
Who the fuck agreed to this? Did we agree to this? The public?
We had to have. The people represent our wishes. They work for us. So them representing us, we must have said, could you please make us have to pay when we have an accident, please?
Where's that
story? Can you do that?
Why would we say that?
That's a new one. I heard it on the news this morning. But yeah, it's a tiered thing. Like if you have an accident with no injuries, then it costs a certain amount. If you have an accident with injuries, it's another amount. If you have an accident with fire
disgusting.
And no injuries, fire and injuries,